What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and I podcast.
Oh yes, it is time once again for you to get them headphones in and whip them Peters out. Because it is the Peter and I podcast with your host, Spister Pete Jr., Chubb Dij, and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, a.k.a. Roger Federer. We're back in full force from the tennis courts.
Put in the comments how many errs were in that.
Federer. What's his name? Roger Federer?
Federer.
That's such a weird name. I feel like that's going to be the name of the episode. Federer.
This is a Wiener Schnitzel commercial.
Is that?
Der Schnitzel.
Oh, yeah.
Federer. Der everything. Wiener Schnitzel.
Did you know that...
Which one's mine?
Yours is the back one. The Wiener Schnitzel, they got rid of the der because people thought it was
too German.
It was too German, yeah.
Oh, I thought they were thinking that they were, like, making fun of retarded people.
Der.
Too much German.
Der Wiener Schnitzel. Der. Oh, God. Oh, shit, that was good. That was good. Shit, there was something big that happened.
Jake Paul lost,
yeah.
We didn't watch the fight, but Tommy Fury looked good.
He did.
The first time Jake Paul actually fought somebody his age and
his size
and he loses.
Yeah.
First loss, right?
And Tommy Fury is an actual boxer.
He's not that good either. But he looked a lot better than his previous fight.
Yeah, I mean...
His jab looked nice.
But I mean, because everyone else he's fought in the past now, like, is... They maybe have some boxing background.
Yeah.
But they weren't boxers.
Yeah. Tyson or
Tommy Fury.
Tommy Fury's got like a team. And...
Yeah, exactly. Like an actual
and he's
boxing
dedicated camp. To the actual.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's that. Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't an MMA fighter who just fucking retired.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Shit.
Yeah. Or some NBA player.
But it was split though, right? The decision.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they have to split it.
Fucking Tommy Fury was so happy to win that.
He was crying.
Because he was going to be homeless if he didn't.
Yeah. Did you hear what... Yeah. So Tyson Fury was doing an interview, and he didn't specifically say if he loses, he can't come home. But
Tyson Fury said that?
Yeah. Like, they were doing an interview, I think it was on Friday or Saturday. I can't remember now. But they were already in Dubai, and he was saying something about, he goes, you know, Tommy's an actual boxer. He's, you know, he's trained for this his whole life. You know, it's a big pay-per-view, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, and so the interview goes, and so what happens if Tommy loses? Well, I don't think that's going to happen, but if Tommy loses, he's going to have to go away, and he's going to have to, like, look deep into himself and see what he needs to go find himself.
Yeah.
You know, he's like... And, like, he didn't say that he can't come home, but, like, I can't remember the exact wording. But the way he worded it is basically, it's like, if he loses, he can't come home. He's done. But, yeah, I mean, from, like, the little bits I saw, I mean, I feel like Tommy was more dominant.
Yeah.
Jake says he at least won two rounds, 8-10. Or 10-8, I should say.
Jake won two rounds tonight. He dropped him.
He dropped him. Yeah,
he dropped Tommy.
He dropped Tommy, and then Tommy got up and won.
He won the other six rounds.
Yeah, basically. I was gonna pull up the thing, but never mind. Let me pull up my stories. Dude. So I got the VR2, PlayStation VR2.
Mm-hmm. What's your first?
Gotta say, guys here.
Oh, yeah, and Gui's here.
Gui. All right, so I got the scorecard.
You got the scorecard?
75-74 for Paul, and the other two were 76-73.
So they gave him all the other rounds.
So pretty much one judge was like kind of like just off on his own, yeah.
Was it Adelaide Bird? Fucking the worst fucking
judge
ever. I don't know how she still fucking judges shit. Like,
has to include females.
But yeah, the PSVR 2 is
you don't like it?
No, I do. I like it a lot.
I hate it.
The only thing I wish, like, I wish it didn't have the fucking cable.
I thought they weren't gonna have the cable.
No, it has one cable. So
before it had like 8 billion cables.
It had like two or three.
So before it had its own box that you would have to. So you had to plug in your HDMI from the TV to this box, then an HDMI from the box to the PlayStation, and then that had another wire, or then it had its own power supply. Then it had the two wires that would plug in from the VR headset to the box.
Yeah.
Then another
you're
USB.
Already like,
yeah.
I'm already out.
and then the camera.
Yeah.
So this one is one micro USB. You plug straight in and you got the two controllers and the headset. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more portable. That's why I was going to bring it, because it's way more portable.
But it's still wired.
It's still wired. Yeah. It has this, the pass through, so you can see your like. It has a button on the front of the visor.
That's cool.
So you can push it, and like it stops the game, and it just shows you where you are at in your room.
That's cool.
Then you get warnings too. So like, if you're getting too close to something, you'll get like a, like, you know, in Call of Duty when you get that, what is it called, the high alert, or yeah, high alert, I think it's called. When like you just get like a yellow flash on the side, so like you're getting too close to something or someone's coming.
Okay, and,
like,
that perk.
Yeah. But so in the headset, you'll be playing, all of a sudden you'll get that that yellow flash. The first time it happened to me, I was like, "Wait, I'm not playing Call of Duty. What's going on?"
What game are you playing?
I played Horizon. That Horizon got me dizzy as fuck. It got me motion sickness as fuck. And it has all these like to help you not get motion sickness.
No, it don't work.
And then, yeah.
So they all made it worse.
So like they have like what they call a vignette. So when you're moving, like your vision narrow, like, you know, like you're about to get knocked out, how your vision narrows.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens when you're moving in the game to keep you from getting motion sickness.
Yeah.
But I feel like every time it does that, it just makes me more like, it's just the fact
it just makes it more wonky.
Yeah. And then like they have the movement was super slow. But to me, that's the best tech demo for the VR.
Uh-huh.
Because like you can feel the vibration in the headset.
Oh, it has those haptics in the headset.
Yeah, it has vibration in the headset too. When you turn it on and off, that's how you know, like when it turns on, it just like it pulses in the forehead.
Wow,
that's trippy.
And then yeah, all the tactical feedback on the handset. My big complaint about it though is like the way.
Does it have AC vents in the headset? Because that's what it needs.
No, it doesn't. It does have a big vent in the front, but it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't really.
I'd be getting sweaty when I play on your
thing. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
your eyeballs sweat.
Yeah, you really do. The way the controllers are, it's basically, because you know how the other controllers, it was like two separate PlayStation controllers? This one's if you got the PlayStation controller and broke it in half.
Okay.
Which is cool. But like the way the grips are, like, because you have the you still have the string, and like, so when you're trying to grip it, like, you have to like, you have to hold it with one hand and grip it with the other hand, or you're not going to be able to, like, it's weird. You can't just grip it, however. And then the thumb trigger, the one, like, the button you use to grab everything, the L2 or L1 button, L1 and R1s, are kind of, like, they're at a wonky angle.
Yeah.
So, like, when you're, so a lot of games, when you, like, you have to pick something up and then, like, you're holding it, that is pretty dope. But when you're holding something for a while, it's like, oh, fuck, like, my thumb's getting sore from just holding this item that I'm carrying around, but if I slip off just a little bit, I drop it. And fuck. like I was thinking,
what other game did you play for?
I played that. I played or the Horizon. I forget what it's called right now.
That?
I remember
it was a game called that.
No, I played the Star Wars. Oh, that's what I was playing. Star Wars. When you're picking up guns, like you're holding the guns with your thumb, like firing with the trigger, but it's like your hand gets all sore.
That sucks.
Yeah. But it's fun though. It's like you actually get really good like recoil.
Yeah.
Like it's like obviously it's not like pulling your handbag like a real fucking, but like you get some good feedback on it. The Star Wars, I forget what it's called right now. Like something Galaxy's Edge. So it goes along with the area.
Did they come out with like new games for it, or
there's a bunch
of old games on there?
So
can you at least play Beat Saber and Super Hot?
No. I cannot, unfortunately.
Really?
They're supposedly they're going to be adding a PS5 version of it, So none of the PS4 games are compatible with the PSVR 2.
That's ridiculous.
But so like a job simulator and vacation simulator, they've already those you got and you get them for free. Mm-hmm. Creed, which I have on the VR 2 or the PSVR, I have to buy it again on the VR 2.
That game sucks
too. Because it's a championship edition.
Will they at least free upgrade?
Yeah, the other two were, but Creed isn't.
Oh, but do you know if they're gonna free upgrade Beat Saber?
I hope so. They haven't said they ensure that there is a upgrade coming, but they haven't said if it's gonna be free or not.
Better be. It really should be.
The tracking is really really good. Mm-hmm. I have had some issues with it, like if you're playing in a dark room, mm-hmm. like because it uses the cameras to. You know, track, so if the room's too dark, mm-hmm. you can't really, like, it throws it off sometimes. Okay. But, I mean, I really, like, it's a huge upgrade from the PSVR. A huge upgrade.
Does it have to be connected to the PS5?
Yeah, it has to be connected. Yeah, it's got one cable, which is kind of a bummer.
Which VR doesn't have to be connected to anything?
That's the Meta Quest.
Quest?
Yeah. And then they released a Meta Quest Pro, and we bought one. Mm-hmm. And we were like, it's $1,500 for the Meta Quest Pro.
Jesus Christ.
And
damn.
Yeah, and then we're like, we're getting the PSVR 2. Like, we didn't even open the Pro.
Oh, so you returned it?
Yeah, so we returned it. Like, we got it, and we were going to play it, and then it was just like, you know what? Like, I don't want to have to start buying games twice. And
yeah.
Then, like, at least with the PSVR, like, if I buy a game, I'm going to be able to play them both or whatever. But, like, now I'm going to... And the only reason, like, I wanted... So, like, there's that game... Oh god, it's called like Ready or Not or something like that, mm-hmm. where it's like a police fucking first person, like it's like police scenarios. It looks so fucking cool, and I've heard rumors it's coming to the PSVR.
It's like a Contra 1.
No, it's like fuck, I can't even describe it. It's like SWAT. Like
how would a VR game be Contra?
Contra 1, like you said, police situations, like you're fucking going like a shooting range. You got shit. You
know? No. So this one's like, so like the scenes I've seen is like where like there, it's literally like a 7-Eleven, and like there's someone robbing the 7-Eleven. You roll up and you're a cop. You're like, and like and you actually give commands, like drop the gun, drop
instead
the gun.
Instead of training, you're actually like in like hostage situations.
Yeah,
like,
you're in full on situation. Yeah. The game, it looks fucking cool as shit. But I've heard that's coming to PSVR 2. They have a game, and I'm gonna buy it just because like I miss Guitar Hero so much. But it's called Drum. What's it called? It's something Drum something. But it's basically Guitar Hero, but just drums. And so like you have your drum kit in front of you, and then like you have the things flying at you, and you have to just hit the drums as everything comes. It looks cool as shit, and it looks like the old school visuals from like Guitar Hero like World Tour, where like everyone's like cartoony and like fucking cool looking.
How about the boxing games?
I haven't played any boxing games on it yet.
I'm scared for those. I feel like I'm gonna like punch a wall or something. Yeah.
Well, I played Creed on the other one.
Mm. Creed sucks.
Yeah. What sucked about Creed was the fact that like you have a stamina bar, so it's like you're still punching, but your character's tired, so he's not punching. And it's like, I'm not tired. Let me keep punching.
Yeah. Like, you also didn't take the body blows. You didn't take any of that damage though. You know.
Yeah. So good
you
point.
You kind of gotta account for that.
Yeah, but I mean, they could do that with the end and make the character more like.
They could just make it so your punches aren't hitting.
And then it's like it wasn't good at tracking like your movement either, like when you're dodging punches.
Yeah, yeah, so. But I feel like this one would do a lot better because like the that's a big thing.
One on the PlayStation Move was really good at that.
And yeah,
it was, like way dated, more dated technology.
Oh yeah, fight.
Yeah,
do it right.
That one you could like slip punches like.
Yeah.
Like pretty easily.
Yeah,
like a real fight, like I don't know, that one felt so good.
It did. It really.
I wish
did.
They would do another PlayStation Move.
I would say VR. I would say that this one. Well, I mean, VR is like the next.
Or do both.
Yeah,
like do it without the VR, like
without the headset. Yeah, yeah. I was listening to last week how you guys were talking about like the like just the sensory deprivation that you put yourself in when you're playing it. I've been doing it even more because like you know it comes with the little earbuds. But it's designed so you can wear the PlayStation headset right over it. Mm-hmm. And, like, it literally just, like, makes it one big-ass headset. Uh-huh. And so, I mean, it's super comfortable to still wear all of them. But, like, you're, like, super immersed that way. So, like, it's got the spatial audio, mm-hmm. And then it's got the fucking... So, I was playing the VR. And, like, because, like, you have the pass-through so you can see your hands and everything. Like, when I took it off, I was, like, my hands felt, like, weird. Like, I was, like, looking, like... Why? Like, it was like there was a disconnect between my brain and my hands after playing.
That's how that one felt though, when we
Oh yeah, exactly. That's how it feels.
Sandbox VR.
Yeah, but I felt like I got better at Call of Duty after playing on the VR and then playing Call of Duty directly after, just because like there was kind
you
of like
Call of Duty on the VR.
No, I wasn't playing on the VR, but you can first person. You can.
Does it make the whole like map stereoscopic?
No. It just puts the screen in front of you. You can make it bigger, so you can do like it would make it more.
That'd be cool.
I want to try that actually.
Sounds good, that would be hardcore.
Was that
on hardcore? So you don't have to see the map and all that.
Yeah. Cool. That would actually be really cool. I'm gonna try that. I'll mess with it when I get home. But yeah, no, I would recommend it. I mean, it's it looks great. It feels great. It's like, the only thing I think there's like it's a little heavier on the bridge of my nose than the other one was. So I feel like I feel a little more pressure here, but not enough where it's like, oh, this is uncomfortable, or you just kind of feel it a little more.
Yeah.
On the bridge of your nose.
I was playing Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah? How do you like it?
It's good, but it was bothering me. The voiceovers kind of bother me.
I don't...
It sounds like they're in, like, a portal or something.
Yeah, especially when you... if you adjust the tone of your character's voice.
Yeah, but like, everybody kind of sounds like that.
Yeah, I feel like...
It sounds like they're in a weird box or something.
I think they might be
But everything's good.
I think that's because they're using, like... the same voice actor for a lot of people, and they're just changing.
They're just the tone.
Yeah. Yeah, so it just sounds off. That is probably like the worst thing about it.
But. Yeah, it's kind of annoying, but it's still like it's still good.
It's fun.
I barely played it, but
I've been playing it in like I play in like 30 to an hour bursts, and I just barely got my broom.
Last episode of Last of Us, that doesn't happen in the game, right?
What? With Joel?
Yeah, where he took that baseball bat.
He doesn't take a baseball bat. He falls on a thing of rebar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then, so what they were showing that's going to happen next week, was that a flashback?
Yeah, so that's going to be what the DLC did.
Oh, I never played the DLC.
The DLC was really
It was like when she was in the Firefly training or something?
It's like when she gets bitten. She's when she sneaks off with her friend and gets bitten.
That's what's it called? It's called, what's the name of that DLC?
I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I never played the DLC.
I never mean either.
So it's all Ellie's point of view?
Ellie?
Yeah, it's all going to be Ellie and her friend, yeah.
So it's basically like a prequel.
Yeah.
You know, it's a trip. So really quick to get back to Hogwarts, just really quick.
Hogwarts.
So the people that made Hogwarts, the last game they made was Disney Infinity.
I don't know what that is.
That's what, remember I used to have it on the Wii where you put the little figures?
Oh, yeah.
That was the last game they made prior to this game.
Was that game good?
It wasn't bad.
I think it was just overpriced, huh, for like the little figures.
Yeah, the figures were expensive as hell. They also made Cars 3, Cars 2, Chicken Little, Toy Story 3.
Chicken Little.
Oh, remember Tack?
Chiquinito.
Tack and the Power of Juju?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
They made the Tack games, yeah. They made Rugrats in Paris, the movie, the game. Do you remember 20 to 5 Dead Life?
They do. Holy all shit. IPs.
Do you remember 25? It was like GTA, but like, it was like cops. You could play as a cop or you could play as a
criminal.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah. It was a first person shooter, and it was like a.
It looks familiar though.
I remember it being really fun. I didn't know they made that game.
I remember seeing that cover. I don't remember playing it ever though.
Yeah, we had it.
What's their studio called again?
Avalanche Studios.
Oh, I thought it was
Avalanche Software.
I thought it was. What is those little things called?
Dragon Ball Z Sagas.
Those little things that open doorways and Hogwarts.
Turnkey. No, that Portkey. Portkey.
Yeah.
Portkey. Yeah. Well, they helped develop it as well. But Portkey Games is just basically like anything that has to do with any of the mobile games are all made by Portkey Games.
Yeah. It's like with Activision and like Sledgehammer Games.
Yeah.
Infinity. They're gonna do DLC for it, right?
Yeah, they're gonna do DLC.
A multiplayer.
And supposedly, they're gonna do a multiplayer. They already have the dark arts arena where you can kind of battle, but they're gonna add multiplayer to that. So they're gonna add dueling.
The bare minimum, they just have to add multiplayer to like the dueling, the what's that shit called where you roll the ball?
Summoner's Court.
Yeah, Summoner's Court, and then whatever else.
Summoner's Court is fun. It's like it shouldn't be as fun as it is.
Yeah, it's like shuffleboard and bowling.
Yeah, have you played that one yet?
No, I haven't even got that far.
That's the one thing I was telling Gabriel earlier too. Like the one thing I recommend with that when you're playing it is do the main story first. Then do the, so it's like this game does the opposite of what other games do, where it's like you do side quests to level up for the main story.
Yeah.
This one is like the you, there's a lot of shit you can't do unless you finish it in the main story first. Yeah. So like you do the main story first to level up.
Gotta worry. I mean, like the side stuff is harder than the main story.
Yeah.
But like you could still do all the main the side story before.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, this one is more. It's definitely like, cause like there's like you need a lot of stuff to get to certain areas.
Really.
Yeah, and then once you unlock your broom, it's so much better.
Broom.
Yeah, the broom is surprisingly.
It's fun, right?
It's easy to use. Yeah.
Cause the last time we talked about it, I hadn't gotten my broom yet.
Yeah.
And I was like surprised by how fun it was to, and how easy it was to control. But what's funny is I was like, oh, this broom is like super easy to fly, super fun to fly. And then like I did the time trial. Did you do the time trial?
Yeah, the first one. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, what the fuck? Like, why was it so much easier before this?
Oh, it was easy for me.
I was having trouble getting, you know, the balloons that gave you that speed burst. I was having trouble getting those for whatever reason. I think I missed
one ring because it was like the beginning and the speed boost. It surprised me how fast I went.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, and it went off to the left too much.
Have you learned that
Did state of play go down yet?
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. State of play, where they announced a lot of shit. Let me pull up that.
I don't know what else they announced, but I do know a lot of people are criticizing Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad, yeah.
Because that was the main showcase of the state of play.
I only saw bits and pieces of it. From what I saw, that I liked, but I didn't really see. Like I just saw clips of it. Mm-hmm. I was trying to wait to watch it.
Yeah, it might look fine. I haven't seen it myself, but I guess the main criticism is just the season pass stuff for a single player game that isn't, you know, a season pass game is something that has like a lot of replayability, like say Call of Duty, Fortnite, Valorant, all that stuff.
That's yeah, exactly. You can
play for hours and hours.
Yeah.
Where the single player game, once you finish the single player, you're done.
You're done.
I'm not going to go back and play it more just so I can unlock more of the season pass.
Yeah, exactly. And some what more costumes, more weapons, more like what is it really adding?
Yeah.
I get that. I'm looking forward to playing. I was surprised that it's going to be up to four player multiplayer.
Yeah, four player co-op.
Co-op. Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like the story looks cool as shit, though. Like, that whole thing with Wonder Woman and the fucking, the Lasso of Truth and...
Yeah, it seems pretty good. Maybe the story is good enough for you to just sort of forgive most of the stuff that's going on in there.
Yeah.
But, it does seem kind of like basic third-person shooter.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I mean...
Kind of flying around.
So what they're saying is this map is twice as big as Arkham Knights was.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying so it's twice as big as Arkham Knights, but Arkham Knight was huge.
Yeah.
So it's twice as big. Four player co-op. Up to four player co-op. You can still play single player. Like that was my biggest worry when I first saw that it was four player co-op is like, I don't want this fucking Avengers bullshit where I was like, I want to play single player and you're just gonna keep taking me to the menu saying, hey, are you sure you don't want to bring someone else with you? Mm-hmm.
That is another thing that the game's going to be always online.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was the other thing. Yeah, I did see that.
Even if you're playing...
Even if you're playing single player, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is stupid. Like, I remember with Watch Dogs 2, I would get frustrated. Eventually, they added the option to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, because they're one of their big features was, like, people could just jump in and attack you at any time, or people can jump in and help you at any time. And so you'd be playing the game, and all of a sudden you would get like, oh, so-and-so wants to join your game, and you'd have to fucking accept or deny.
Yeah.
It's like, I always got tired of just fucking denying. Like, people attacking you, they didn't have to request it because it was like they would just come and attack you.
Right.
But, and they couldn't do it while you were in a mission. But, like, people joining you, you would just get those pop-ups, like, so-and-so wants to join, so-and-so wants to join. It's like, fuck the fuck off. Like, yeah, why do you, like, I don't know you, don't join me.
They didn't give you an option to turn off?
Eventually, they added an option to turn it off.
Oh.
And it was one of those ones where it's turn off, friends only, or anyone can join kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's one of the things I'm afraid of with Justice League, that it's kind of like, I don't want people to fucking join me.
Yeah.
Three new fighters added to the Street Fighter 6 characters. They come from Zangief, Lily, and Cammy. So they have overall, what is it, 15 players now?
I don't know how many.
I think it's, yeah, I think it's 15. And Lily's a new character, so the people are, but it's like a little kid. She's, I think she's like a do you remember T-Hawk, the big Indian dude?
Uh-huh.
I think she, because she's like Indian too.
Yeah.
Native American, I should say. Not.
She's like the replacement.
Yeah, but she's little.
Less offensive.
Yeah, but she's like, she's the opposite, because T-Hawk was this giant fucking massive dude, and she's uh-huh. just little, because she's uh-huh. like a kid. Baldur's Gate 3, they announced the release date.
For when?
August 31st.
Ooh. I think, yeah, I think I am interested in Baldur's Gate.
Baldur's Gate, I mean, I remember the original were really good.
Is that like a top-down, or?
I don't remember now. I feel like it wasn't. I feel like it's a third person.
Third person? Yeah, yeah. If it's third person, I'll probably get it. But
New Resident Evil 4 trailer. They're bringing back Mercenaries mode. People are fucking hyped about that. I don't know. I felt like after Resident Evil 3, I kind of fell off.
The original releases,
yeah.
or the
after the original remakes? The original release. I played the first two remakes, mm-hmm. and they were great. But like, to me, I feel like when they were first released, it was at a time that, like, you hadn't seen anything like that before.
Yeah.
So, like, I feel like it's been done so much better by other games now. Like Dead Space, for example.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, it's still like the...
It's still the it's know, still the OG.
Call of Duty of that game.
Yeah, that's true.
Type of game.
But to me, my biggest thing is, like, the third-person aiming. Like, when, like, you're just, like...
I feel like Resident Evil's kind of a dated gameplay style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I always hate that fucking headshots didn't kill zombies in that game. Like, it would take multiple headshots to kill a single zombie. Like, fuck off.
And it's kind of ridiculous, too, the storyline.
Yeah.
I think if you're a fan of the series, if you're a diehard of the series, which there's a lot of
fucking... Yeah, yeah, I mean...
Which I don't get. Especially that last one was really bad. That village.
You thought so?
I heard Village was great, though. I heard it was
that fucking like voiceovers were terrible. Like, I couldn't get over the fact
that... Oh, yeah, so, yeah, it was Mark Wahlberg-y.
What? No. Well, no, their voices are... I mean, granted, the PS1 is still, like, the worst one ever. But, like...
But, yeah, they kind of... I wonder if they do that on purpose. Is it just the voiceover? Like, the American... It could just be the American.
Yeah, one. It might be, because the Japanese
one... The Japanese one's probably good.
Yeah, probably, yeah. They're probably playing in Japanese. It's like, oh, fuck! Like, my favorite line from the first Resident Evil is, like, early in the game, if you're playing as Jill, that guy Barry, he gives you a lockpicking set, and he's like, I'm gonna give this to you, the master of unlocking.
Oh, I guess I'm a master.
It's like, why wouldn't the master of unlocking have her own fucking lockpick set?
Because you lost them
in the fire. Destiny 2 Lightfall launch trailer.
Yes.
Next week, right?
Yeah, next Tuesday. Tuesday. Servers go offline tomorrow.
Oh, is it true that Traveler's gone?
Huh?
Is it true that Traveler's gone?
No, he's not gone. He just ascended up into space, kind of. Shit. So, like, when you're in the tower, you can't see the Traveler.
That's crazy.
But he's like, there. He's just in the atmosphere.
Yeah, and Rasputin's gone, right?
Rasputin has sacrificed himself, fuck. Yeah.
Rasputin and his big-ass dick.
Yes. he threw his dick at the darkness to thwart off the darkness.
And there was a bunch of VR2 games that were announced. The one that got my attention the most was called Foglands,
mm-hmm.
which it looked like a VR version of Returnal.
VR, I think I have seen something like that. Yeah.
Like, graphically, it looked completely different, but yeah, it was one of those
words, like the colorfulness and the...
Yeah.
And, like, the roguelike.
Yeah, and it was also, like, well, yeah, the roguelike, and it was, like, every time you die, you respawn, but you gained experience from the last death, and, mm-hmm. like... So, like, the more you die, the better you get at the game, eventually, like, essentially.
Right.
Which looked very cool. Graphically, it looked fucking cool as shit. It was a cool kind of a stylized, like, almost like kind of like The Darkness, actually. Like, that kind of, like, gruesome cartoonish kind of look. Mm-hmm. Green Hell was another one. Like, to me, like, it looks like an amazing game, but it's like, I do not want to play this fucking game.
I don't.
Is it a scary game?
No, it's one of those, like, scary survival games. Uh-huh. Where, like, you're just in the jungle, and you have to, like, I like survival games, but I don't like having to build shit. Like, I have to go get resources to build this fucking thing.
So it's like just shooting, like, so arrows like at and zombies and or mutants.
Yeah, it's like Ark, yeah.
I've seen that one.
But this one, like, you're fighting tigers and lions.
It's, like,
and
too much. Like, I'm just trying to have fun. I'm not trying to, like...
Yeah, I'm not trying to
spend all my time through fucking inventory menus and...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Too many menus, dude. Menus aren't fun.
Yeah.
Get out of here with these menus.
It's a... Yeah, it's a... It's way too, like...
Elden Ring and God of War do a good job at kind of not using your menu. Like, there's a lot of shit in there.
Yeah.
But, like, they don't obsess with you having to revisit it all the fucking time, you know?
Mm-hmm. On that note, we should take a break.
Oh, yeah, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsor. It was fucking... What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Ray's Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Ray's Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you. And we're back one more game.
So there wasn't no Metal Gear Solid news on this state of play?
No Metal Gear Solid news.
What the fuck, dog?
They announced Naruto and Boruto.
What about it?
Ultimate Storm.
Oh, a new Naruto game?
Yeah.
Don't they make those every year?
But they're combining the two.
They haven't done it in a while, actually.
It's been a couple years now.
I don't think they've done one for PS5.
I don't think they have either. It looks fucking awesome.
Is it Ultimate Ninja Storm 5?
It's called Ultimate Ninja Storm Connections.
Oh, well, I think it's 5.
I think it is 5.
Connections.
What was the other? There was another thing that looked good. Oh, there was another trailer for that Goodbye Volcano High. Did that game ever release? That was that one. It was like that drama, like with the dinosaurs in high school.
Oh, the dinosaur, I remember that. Yeah, dinosaur it never people. Came out. I don't think. Unless, I don't know. I didn't know Roller Drone didn't come. It came out until like a month ago.
Oh no! So this one's coming out June 15th for PS4 and PS5. And like I remember watching this trailer and like thinking this is a Leah game.
Leah
game? Leah's just gonna love this game. It just, I don't know. It just looks like a soap opera.
On my PlayStation called Moving Out. It's fun. It's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Susie just been playing it, like us two. It's pretty fun. You just like, you work for a moving company and you just. Pack stuff. You just grab stuff from people's house and throw it on the truck.
It's just like here's a house. You gotta get all the shit into the movie.
In less than whatever 3 minutes.
That's funny.
Is there really an Exterminator game on the NES?
Exterminator.
You remember that? Pisterminators?
Mm. No, I never played that. No, never played
like
that.
The Western pest control. The same emblem.
Really, that fucking guy with the mallet and the rat.
Yeah, that's where they got it from.
That's crazy.
That game was the shit. You're literally just a pest control guy just smacking shit with a mallet.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah, get the hairs. Or the genital warts.
Yeah, those are herpes.
Chirpies. Drawing a dick on the windshield.
Check it out, Peter.
Damn. I've never.
That game's the shit, dude.
I'm about to check it out. Adam Driver was doing a recent interview.
And he said that fucking, what's his name's an asshole? Montez? He was like, yo, fuck Montez.
Who's Montez?
Montez from, I was thinking of Adam Devine. Was it, right? That's his name? Adam Devine.
You're thinking of Adam Devine.
From Workaholics.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren?
The guy from Star Wars.
He's saying that, like, he's glad that he was in the Star Wars movie, but he wants to be forgotten. He goes, I don't want to be remembered.
We already forgot about you. Sorry to say, but...
he's in so many other better movies.
Yeah.
He's in The Last Duel. That's a great movie.
Oh, I want to see that.
But he's a rapist?
Yeah. I want to see that movie.
I feel like Kylo Ren was a great character, though.
Nah, he was a crybaby.
It was all right. He had no reason to be a crybaby.
He was a crybaby and he had no reason.
Like, yeah, it was overly privileged.
Yeah.
I mean, I can kind of see that. Did I ever tell you?
Like, I'm so dark and so sad.
My grandfather's backstory is tragic.
Oh my god. That is what that character is. Yeah. Like, he's like the preppy rich kid that, like, his parents, like, he lives off his parents' cred.
Yeah.
It's his grandparents' credibility.
Yeah, he's totally not likable.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you that. He looked cool.
That whole series was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was hot garbage.
They put it to bed?
Yes, they did.
Nothing. So what are they going to do next? Star Wars series.
They're building off
Mandalorian. Isn't there a new season coming out soon?
Next one?
It looks really good.
Yeah.
I didn't see the trailer, though.
Fucking Pedro Pascal killing the game.
No, he's not.
That last episode was good. That was the best acting so far in the.
Yeah, it was super
when good. He was like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
him and Diego Luna. Diego Luna's pretty good in it too, Tommy.
Is it Diego Luna?
He's Tommy?
No, it's Gabriel Luna.
I thought it was Diego Luna.
Gabriel Luna.
Really? I thought it was Diego Luna this whole time.
Diego Luna is in.
Is Andor.
Andor, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Gabriel Luna is.
That's
is
funny. Tommy. Are they related? No.
I don't know.
They're not related. Really. There's so many Lunas, too. Well, he's really good then. I thought it was Diego Luna this whole time.
I was going to say, I was like, fuck.
But the Gabriel Luna is pretty good at playing Tommy. And
yeah, he's pretty.
Like, you believe he's a voice, real. Like, perfect. Yeah, you believe he's a real person.
Yeah.
You know? And then there, that interaction when he was just like, I'm scared. He's like, I'm slow. He's like,
I've been fucking up the entire time.
Yeah, yeah.
This fucking trip.
That's what you.
Was that in the game?
I don't think it was like that deep like that.
Yeah.
But he was trying to like pawn her off
to Tommy. Yeah.
And then there was that conversation about like Ellie just. Everybody just fucking abandons me except for you, so why don't you just fucking take me?
Yeah.
There was that conversation.
Yeah.
I do remember that in the game. Mm-hmm. That game, the thing about that game is it's so fucking emotionally deep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, like you literally go through every emotion playing that game.
Yeah.
The second one, I feel like it has those beats, but at the same time, I felt like the second one was more just like...
It was better. I like the second one.
Gameplay wise, I think it was better. The storyline was great, but I feel like it was also like
there's more to the storyline than the second one.
Yeah, yeah. But, once you get over the just like being mad about Abby and then playing as her.
Yeah.
Like there's just
yeah
like,
you do get both sides.
There's like a couple. There's like an hour where you're just like, fuck this game for making me play as her.
Yeah,
right now. Yeah.
And then you get over and then
you start to like her a little. You start to like her by the end of it. By the end of her arc.
Yeah, you start. I feel like I liked Abby more than I liked Ellie by the end of the game.
Yeah, because then you're like, Ellie's trying to kind of just going on a temper tantrum.
Yeah, exactly.
But then the very end, you're like, okay, Ellie's got her shit together.
Yeah. She figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She got the lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she saved Abby and beat her ass and let her fucking live. She beat her ass after she was hanging up there starving.
Yeah. Yeah. When she wasn't a muscle mommy.
Yeah. Muscle mommy. Oh shit. Fuck, I forgot what I was gonna say now.
There's almost like a mini Rocky thing where she's like got beat.
I had to come back.
Came back stronger.
Yeah, you got beat twice.
You know, speaking of Rocky, I didn't even realize that's fucking what's his name? The guy that plays Kang? In Ant-Man.
John, he's in the new one, right?
I didn't realize that's the same fucking guy. I was like, holy shit.
He's he looks three. Like the only good thing in that movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of the Creeds, have you?
I haven't either. I've heard they're great.
Really I don't good. Know. I can't get past the fucking stupid fighting. It just looks so bad to me.
I've seen all the Rocky. I've always loved all the Rocky movies. But yeah,
yeah, I mean, if you like the other Rocky movies, it's pretty much the Rocky movies.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing.
But like, black,
the black.
You know, you know how you always talk about like how they change the race, but they don't like, or but then they'll do like the whole.
Like they changed his backstory with it.
Yeah,
make it seem like he's black.
But like they didn't do that with on Last of Us, but it's kind of weird. You know, you're like, there's these Mexican dudes who are just like rednecks. They're like,
you know why it works? It's because they're Texas Mexicans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Texas Mexicans are different than California Mexicans. They're more redneck.
That's true.
Like,
it is true, but it's still kind of like. Well, Joel really didn't have. They didn't really go into Joel's backstory anyway.
Yeah.
Did Joel's really, really get with a black chick in that one settlement?
Well, he was with Marlene.
She was white. She was white in the game.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
It matters.
It doesn't.
They got jungle fever, right?
I both feel like them. It matters because it's like...
Both of them have... I keep forgetting that they made the girl, his daughter black.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It reminds him of his past, like, wife or baby mom, whatever the hell you want to say.
Yeah. Call
it, you know? So he's kind of like more like butthurt about it, you know?
Yeah. I mean...
I don't think he's butthurt about that. I think he's butthurt about not being... Fucking, if you disappear for fucking however long, months,
yeah,
and you don't make any like effort to try and contact me,
yeah,
and I'm coming out here to try and to thinking you're fucking in trouble,
yeah,
like shit is good,
and then I come to see you and you're fucking chilling, you're living the life,
yeah,
I'm gonna be mad, yeah,
that's true, yeah, that's true.
And you never told him, like, dude, it's fucking cool over here, yeah, like, come live with us,
come on, yeah.
Like, it's perfect though. It's like the old school shit over here. It's like basically normal.
Yeah, and like the only excuse is that, like, oh, your wife said don't use the radio. Like,
yeah,
I'm your fucking brother.
That is a point, because you can't just but it is his brother. Yeah,
but see, that, I mean, that's the thing, is like there's always that kind of like.
It's like, just understandable on both sides.
Yeah, it is. Because, like, it's like, you can't, like, it's like, okay, yeah.
Just let everybody in. They're, like, trying to protect that shit.
Yeah. And Tommy knew Joel fucked that shit up. Joel's too hot-headed and, like, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
At that point in his life, Joel was too...
Yeah.
He was too... Like, that's why he became a smuggler. That's why he, you know...
Yeah,
that's he true. Was on that path for a fucking reason.
That's true, yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like I can't bring you in. It's like... When you move out of the hood, and you get your friends like, oh hey, you know, get me a job. It's like, I would love to get you a job. I would love to help you. Dog. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, but you're still on that shit. I'm not on that shit no more. You're still on that shit.
Joel can't settle down.
Yeah, at least not at that point.
Yeah.
So, Tom Hardy has confirmed that Venom 3 is in pre-production. But
is it Marvel or is it Sony?
They have not confirmed that. He just said that they're in pre-production. And I mean, after rewatching Carnage, Let There Be Carnage, I liked it. Like, I liked it more the second time, but I think it was only because I knew what I was going
into. I was really hoping you were
going
to be like, I hated it.
No, I feel like it was...
Yeah, I realized I was wrong. And it's a bad movie.
No, I'm not saying it's a good movie, but I liked it. I think it was, I knew what I was getting into watching it this time.
Uh-huh.
So I went into it more of okay.
What about Ant-Man?
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, no, flop. I think I'm waiting for Disney Plus.
Oh, nobody watched it yet?
I might try to go see it, but I don't know. Only because I want the
Disney It's probably better than Thor.
It can be worse than Thor. I liked Thor the first time I saw it, and then after watching it again, I was just like...
Love and Thunder, right?
Yeah,
Love and Thunder. Is it really that bad?
Yeah,
it's really
bad. I still think my idea for Ant-Man was better.
What was your idea again?
It was like, because MODOK is like the TV guy,
uh-huh.
Right? They could have just been... And because they're in the Quantumania, it'd be like a TV show, like, arena. And they have to go through all these, like, game show... Like,
yeah.
Like challenges throughout all these different universes.
I do remember that. Yeah,
that was kind of like Wanda. So they're like, we can't do the Wanda.
Yeah, that's true. But no, they could have done it.
It would have been better. Yeah,
it could have been.
And they could have still had fucking Luis Peña in it. Is that his name?
Yeah, Luis Peña. Is it?
Yeah. The funniest guy.
They could have had Luis Peña in it. Still, they're like, no, we can't have Luis Peña in it because we have Kang and and who else?
MODOK.
MODOK. So it's like, what the fuck is Luis Peña gonna do?
He's gonna distract him by telling a story. What the fuck else is he gonna do?
I know. They still had fucking Kat Dennings in every fucking.
I know, right? What the fuck is Kat Dennings doing?
Thor or whatever.
And, yeah, every Thor and fucking Wanda. And Wanda. But see. But Kat Dennings was in it for the tits.
For the tits, yeah.
That was it.
Luis Peña doesn't have tits, okay?
Yeah, Kat Dennings has amazing tits. Fucking Luis Peña is just a funny dude. And then after Chips, I don't know, man. He kind of... Have you guys seen Chips?
Why would you watch
this? I think I did. I think I saw it on HBO or something.
I just...
Wasn't The Rock in it?
No.
No.
Oh,
no.
It's
him and Dax.
Yeah, Dax Shepard.
Oh, Dax Shepard sucks.
Is that about the Highway Patrols?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
And he was
What was Dax Shepard was good in Let's Go to Prison?
And
was he in Idiocracy?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
Yeah, he was good in Idiocracy.
He was he the
no oh, the shopping one?
Yeah. That was a good movie. I like that.
That one was good, yeah. But he just played the shithead, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I always tripped out on the fact that he's married to Kristen Bell.
He's a weirdo.
And then, he's just, super fucking... Like, I forgot what I was watching, where it was, like... It was a couple years ago. I haven't followed up on this at all. I don't know. He might be doing great now. But it was, Kristen Bell, every 6 months, is like, yeah, he fell off the wagon again. Like, oh, fuck.
He's fine now.
But it was just her, coming out, yeah, I came home, and he was fucking passed out with the fucking needle in his arm.
And I hair on?
Yeah. Like, he was fucking.
Well, I got three kids now or some shit.
Yeah. But it was because I feel like Kristen, she's been in some movies, but I feel like she's she's been when she was in, what was that movie? Forgetting Sarah Marshall. She's not a wholesome, you wouldn't think of her as she's this innocent, wholesome actress, but at the same time, she kind of gives off that vibe.
Yeah.
And so the fact that she's married to this, him being just all, this crazy junkie, it was just so weird. At least to me, anyway. Where'd it go? Oh, A24, the studio that made Everything Everywhere All at Once, they're auctioning off a bunch of the props for charity.
Oh, cool.
So you can get Rekka Cooney.
Can God me?
Nice. No regrets.
Only Judge Reinhold grant me God.
where to go? I have one more. Shit! I lost my story. Where to go? I've heard Cocaine Bear is fucking amazing.
Cocaine Bear? Yeah, it looks good.
I think Ricky saw it yesterday.
Yeah. I was going to go with them, but we were busy, so. Ant-Man and the Quantumania is expected to drop 72% this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Supposedly they're going to cut back on the TV show, so maybe the effect... Because the effects have been getting, have gotten so much worse.
Yeah, in the movies
compared to, Infinity War.
I think it's just the scale of which they're doing it. They're, doing too big of things and CGI.
Well, and I also feel like they're trying to...
Yeah, I guess.
They're spread too thin. They're trying to build this entire universe, but they're doing
Yeah, I think they bit off too more than they can chew.
Yeah, you don't... Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like they're, You don't
they
have...
They should do one a year. One movie a year.
I don't know about one.
I wouldn't say that, but... They were doing, 3 to 4 a year?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a good, you know...
Well, that's what they've been... That's what they've still been doing, but...
They're also adding all these TV shows.
Shows.
It's too many shows.
I think they could do, one show a year, and then...
How many do
maybe, you... Maybe, no. So, I think, WandaVision I would like to see come back. They're already doing season 2 of Loki. I don't need to see another She-Hulk. I don't need to see... I mean, Captain Winter, yes. Winter Soldier and Falcon, I would watch again. But I don't think they're going to do another season of that.
You don't need another Ant-Man. You don't need another fucking...
No. Not right now. Definitely not.
Even Spider-Man. What are you going to do with Spider-Man?
They're already talking about doing the next one.
But what are they going to do?
I don't even know. What the fuck? Oh, you know what? I had this
just
question.
Focus on X-Men, dog. Get everything.
Bring it.
Just drop everything and focus on X-Men.
Bring X-Men in. Yeah.
And Deadpool.
I had this thought the other day.
Deadpool's kind of like an X-Men.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
So remember in No Way Home, the whole thing was that no one on Earth is gonna remember Spider-Man or know who Spider-Man is. Mm-hmm. So, but wait, but Thor and the Guardians weren't on Earth when that spell was cast. So, do they still remember who Peter Parker is?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think Thor ever met Peter Parker, did he?
Oh, you know what? I don't think he did. Or maybe neither did the Guardians then.
Well, he was there. They were there when they were fighting Thanos in the last fight.
There wasn't a face-to-face. There's a guy who looks like Iron Man, but he's not Iron Man over there.
Yeah.
He was in the Iron Spider suit.
Yeah.
There
wasn't like a face-to-face meeting.
Yeah. Well, no, Peter Quill did. Remember with the whole, where's Gamora? What's Gamora? Gamora?
Peter Quill did, but not Thor.
Yeah.
Thor wasn't there with the wise Gamora.
No, I know, but Peter Quill was. It was Peter Quill, Spider-Man, mm-hmm. And Strange, and Iron Man. And then, you know, the other thing? Okay, so I was re-watching Wakanda Forever, right? And the fucking movie opens up with a funeral mm-hmm. for T'Challa, right?
Yeah.
And the whole fucking country is there celebrating the life of T'Challa. Not one goddamn Avenger is there. Not even fucking Bucky is there. Like, what? Everyone went to Tony's funeral. Everyone was there at Tony's funeral. But no one can show up for fucking T'Challa's funeral?
Racist.
Like,
they didn't let anybody into fucking Wakanda.
No, they opened the borders, remember? Yeah. In the last movie, they opened the borders.
I don't remember.
But, like, and then they're like, okay, Bucky could have been there. He lived in Wakanda. They gave him a fucking arm.
Bucky's trying to overthrow the government with Sam Wilson.
The only thing is, like, the time frame has to, like, okay, maybe, like,
they just couldn't hire enough people.
I guess. But it was just one of those things, like, because it made me think about the Tony Stark funeral and, like, how they showed, like, they made sure they showed every fucking Avenger.
Yeah, but that was a movie that already had.
Had all those characters. Avenger, yeah, right? I get that.
So it was like, they were already there. Because this one, they have to just get and bring in every Avenger just for this.
Just for that scene. Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. But at the same time, like, it's not a good look, Marvel. It's not a good look. The Ant-Man visual effects artists are claiming human greed led to visual problems. So they're saying that, I mean, I feel like people are just looking for excuses. I'm like, hey, we made a shitty movie.
For
Ant-Man 3. But I feel like they're just like, we made a bad movie and people are talking shit on it now, and we need to find a way to, like, get the heat off ourselves. So it's like, oh, well, it was the studio, or it was, you know. There's always some kind of, like, excuse as to why it's not their fault. Mm-hmm. Let me see here.
Yeah, that makes it like, you're like, oh, so it definitely sucks if you guys are even saying it sucks. Like, just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And be like, no, it's good. People don't know what the fuck they're talking about. That's what you say. And then, like, you'll still, then people will be like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you'll have at least.
Maybe it's just like, a case of the critics again. Yeah. You know?
Makes you not want to watch it.
Yeah, it makes you be like, oh, well, even they think it's bad. So it's
so I'm just going to wait. And watch it for free minimum
fucking
amount of money.
And they're saying, and right now it's tied with Eternals for worst rated Marvel
Eternals
movie.
Is not that fucking bad.
I thought it was terrible.
Did you watch it twice or once? If you watch it after you know what's going on and shit, like, it's kind of bad.
Yeah, but it's pretty bad.
If I couldn't finish a Marvel movie, it's bad.
Yeah, yeah. the only two, no, I finished
the acting was I pretty good. Fucking what's his name, Rob Starker. That fool was terrible. That's that part where he starts crying. Yeah, like, yeah. It just makes you laugh, like, yeah. And you're like, it's supposed to be,
yeah, like, emotionally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, that's literally that's how he cries.
Even Sonya hated that shit.
I still haven't finished Morpheus. I try to watch it again. Or Morbius, hey, I mean. Morbius.
That's a good one. It was not bad.
I couldn't get... I can't... Like, I'm... I tried to watch it, and I got to the point...
Why don't you watch it on your Tesla?
No, because I'm gonna get the new Sony Aphila and I'm gonna watch it in there and I'm gonna put the Morbius thing. Dude, that car is so fucking cool.
The Sony one?
The Sony Aphila. So like cool. It has themes for like, so it's got lights everywhere on the inside of it, and so like you can set up a theme and like, so like they the Apple they showed is a Spider-Man one. And it's like, so like your thing is all like webbed out and then like all the lights are red on the inside and looks like it's all fucking cool as shit.
A lot of cars have the LEDs now.
Yeah.
Like the
that's the thing. No one talked about how it drives. It's all about the entertainment. So like with that car too, so each seat has its own like surround sound speaker system in the seat. Mm-hmm. So like I could watch a show here, you could watch a movie there, you two could watch two different movies in the back, and none of us will hear like will overhear the other fucking.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Is it an EV?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's got the built-in... Well, so, and the thing is, so it's supposedly it's going to have a built-in PS5, but what it looks like, more than likely, it's going to actually just do remote play to your PS5.
Oh, whack.
Yeah, which is like, oh, what?
Oh, you want to play this 60 FPS game in 30 FPS?
Yeah, exactly.
Go right ahead.
So, hopefully I misunderstood that, but... Because that was the one thing that was like, fuck, I want this now because I was thinking of getting the Tesla with the Steam library in it.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, then I got to buy a whole new, like, all new games again. But with the Sony Aphila, it's like, it's got a PS5 built in, so I can just log into my PlayStation account to play all my games.
Can you share play Steam or not?
I think you can.
I got a shitload of games on mine.
I don't think you can, actually. You can gift games on Steam to other people, but you're buying it for them.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I might be dead wrong because I've never done that in the first place. But
I wonder. That's a good question. I know. With the Meta Quest, you can game share, but it's kind of like it's similar to the way PlayStation does it, but it's a little more like convoluted where you have to actually give permission, like. So, like, if I had my Quest headset, you'd have to log into it and then give me permission to play your games. And, like, you'd have to give it to permission to every other user on the headset. So, like, right now, like, with the PlayStation, so, like, me and Jasmine can play whatever games I'm sharing with Player 2, right? But if they did it the way the Meta does it, it's like he'd have to go in and... So, give me authorization, give Jasmine authorization, give... every other account that's on my PlayStation authorization instead of just like this, everyone on this PlayStation can fucking play games.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird.
I know Sonya Share plays stuff with Leah.
Yeah.
But it's just like one account to another one though, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we wrap it up?
Yeah. Let's go and wrap it up. Let me see here. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart. On Twitters at RealPressStart. On Instagram at TheRealPressStart. On TikTok at TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcasts. Share us with your friends. And on that note, game over.
No more questions.
Whee!